FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios. This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
All right, let's do this. Welcome into Gregeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480, alongside Bill Hooks, live from his house today, and then Will Wilson back at the studio. I'm Nick Gregeth, hanging out with you on a Thursday. Hopefully you guys are having a fantastic start to your Thursday. Get ready, it's going to dump some rain on us here in a little while, guys.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's been the last couple of days for us, does it?
No.
So, but again,
early it's gorgeous right now. If you can get out for a walk, do it. I say get out for a walk, man. You're turned down, I think, there, buddy. We'll get that over there. Will, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
Cool. Hey, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, good, man. How's everything back at the studio?
It is empty today. The bosses aren't in. There's like nobody here.
Yeah, well, one of our bosses, the suit, is at his house. He is now doing the same thing that I'm doing. He's going to be out at his place working out of there. So you should not see him very often.
Well, that's a shame.
Coming in there, and then we'll see how everything goes with. They're slowly starting to move everybody out of that building. And hey, you know what? Here's the deal. We keep hearing from our local leadership in town, next few weeks are going to be brutal for us, whatever that looks like. But once you get past that, hopefully we'll get on the other side of this thing and then start getting back towards normal. Doesn't mean you could just start running around, hugging everybody, but you can get out and enjoy yourself a little more, hopefully, and we'll get back to normal one of these days.
So, yeah, for sure. I've talked to a bunch of people here recently, some other business owners who are kind of looking, doing the same thing with their staffs and even themselves being a little more scarce, you know, with where they are, where they're going, just for, you know, the next couple of weeks. And hopefully you're out there, get outside, but continue to do the right things with social distancing and, you know, and the places that you go right now.
I got to shout out. Went to Holmes Lake yesterday. Two of the 12 were working behind the counter there, and I appreciate those gentlemen. So thank you so much. It was a great job they were doing, making sure people were 6 feet apart that were inside of the clubhouse. And then they do a great job of everybody getting outside, getting your own cart, getting around. Golf course is green, baby. It looked good. I'll tell you that. It looked good yesterday, Hooksy.
It's nice. It's a good feeling when you see that green grass, and you see the people and doing the right things. You know, locally in Lincoln, people are doing a great job of doing what you just said with the social distancing and doing the right stuff. Because I know I went to a few local spots, and now they have tape or they have a circle where you're supposed to stand, and then the 6 feet circles and things like that. So Lincoln's doing a great job of what's going on right now.
Yeah, I was out at the golf course. It was kind of neat. You were mentioning it the other day. You know, it's weird because I have a knack for finding bunkers, and it's weird not having to clean up after myself when I go in there.
Yeah, you just do the old kick sand.
I did have a few times where I landed in a footprint of somebody, but that's all right. Not a big deal.
Well, you move about. You play it
out. I parred three holes yesterday. Let me tell you.
Progress.
Look out, guys. I am ready to be Brooks Koepka here. Don't worry about it.
Did you have the Koepka stuff on?
I had my Koepka fit. Every time I golf, I got to dress like Brooks Koepka. Like there's you don't you do the Tiger Woods thing
time? Oh, yeah. I have a ton of Nike stuff. Ton of Nike and Tiger stuff. Yeah. He's my guy.
Will, have you got out golfing yet?
Yeah, my parents live over on like a small par 3. I've hit that a few times. It was pretty fun. I'm wondering, you guys are at Hooksy's house, what's on the charcuterie board today?
You did what now? I'm sorry?
You guys are over at Hooksy's house. I'm curious, what's on the charcuterie board for you guys to eat today?
He just wanted to say charcuterie.
You did. I like
that's
it.
All. He's been working on that, I think. That's in his homework while we've been gone.
Well, you guys have been eating every day. I am curious, what are you guys eating today?
Well, I'm going to make something. We're still trying to figure it out. This morning, my wife went to work. That's why we're at my house today. She went into the office. I've got the three kids. They are set up on their area right now with cinnamon rolls. So
nice.
Not that far
nice,
so far.
Nice. Yeah. By the way, you're cutting out a little bit. Are we sounding okay to you?
Oh, you guys sound great.
Okay, cool. Because I'm losing you when you're talking back to us. We're kind of sounds like you're digitizing out. So we'll have to keep an eye on that to see if that happens when we're on the air. But speaking of golf, though, did you see they're talking about the British Open?
It's canceled.
It being canceled.
They're
going
to cancel it. That falls on the heels.
Mid July.
Yep, it's July 20th, around your birthday.
That's
around your
crazy.
Birthday time. But that comes on the heels of being an overseas deal right after Wimbledon gets canceled. That gets canceled. Yeah, obviously, the areas that they're going to be in have been hit pretty hard, like all of us have here around the United States. So it just falls on the heels, and you just don't know, because as we get talking later in the show today, that a lot of sports are working off moving targets.
Yeah.
So you just don't know.
Yeah, the hard part of this whole deal, depending on the sport, if you've got international travel, that's going to make it really hard. We're fortunate that we're in the United States because a lot of stuff is based out of here. So the travel's a little better, and it might be a little sooner that we get back to some of these tournaments in the United States. But when you're talking international travel, in this case, you're talking about an island, listen, that's a real thing. There's a reason why Australia freaked out once they started getting this, because they realize in an island, there's not a lot of room. You're on this island, you have a limited amount of space, and people start getting sick, and you don't want people flying in and bringing that. So I guess I get it. I'm going to stick to this, and we're going to talk about this a little later in the show, but it's like the Kirk Herbstreit thing. And I've seen people on Twitter, there's these crazy arguments back and forth in the local media, whether you're being a jerk for criticizing Kurt Herbstreit or not, over the fact that he said that there should be no football season as part of an interview that he was doing. I've seen like Sip and Schaaf and all these people just going at each other. Other media members like sub-tweeting other media members, and then they're jumping in. I'm just sitting back laughing. Like, I'm just giggling because, I just call everybody out.
Yeah, so. It's just a unique situation, and you and I talked about this, and, well, you were a part of this too, that, we talked about it's the timing of Herbstreit and what's being said and how it's being said. And for us, when you sit back, it's like, man, one, you want some hope still. You want to believe that this thing is going to be gone sooner than later or we're back to normal. And then secondly, it's how do we know? How do we know? How do you know? What's your information? It's a moving target. We don't know. And to come out and to do that. And now we did say this, that we know that college football will be tougher to get back than the NFL, right? There's a lot more factors of the college side than there would be for the NFL. But I just think the timing of it, but it is kind of funny to watch people go back and just go at each other.
Yeah. There's a lot of TV money involved, man. I mean, they gotta plan all this stuff. There's a lot of TV money involved, especially when you're talking about like Big Ten networks or the Big 12 network or the SEC network, ESPN. So, there's a lot of planning that has to go way ahead of time in this thing that is going to make it tough.
Yeah, Herbstreit's a tool. That's all I have. All I get out of this.
Yeah, I think he's just not thinking. I think he gave his opinion on the topic, and I think for whatever reason, he doesn't realize that he swings a very big axe when it comes to talking about college football, and it influences a lot of people. And then for the coach from Missouri, he didn't say anything wrong. He just said respectfully, I don't think this is right. Like, I think we have a shot. I do think it's interesting. I saw people arguing over whether the summer classes being canceled at Ohio State leads you to think that there's no chance of having football in the fall. Since our job is sports, that's what we concentrate on. I tend to agree with Sipple, who jumped on there and was like, why does that have to tie to each other? Like, they could still have fall practice. They could still do things in fall. You could still do online classes, that kind of stuff. I find it very hard, though, for college football to believe that if the average student is not going to be allowed to be on campus, I can't imagine that they're going to allow the athletes to be on campus. Although your average student is not your average athlete. Your average athlete brings a lot more money into campus than, the regular students do, obviously. So there's some big factors in that thing.
Yeah, there's a lot there. Again, there's so many moving parts of what we're talking about. You talk about TV. You talk about even getting campuses opening back up. Then when you do that, you got to get a housing crew, right? You got the housing situation. You got the food situation. There's so many parts to unravel from this thing that it's going to take some time. It's going to take some time to put things in place. And, man, that TV thing you just mentioned, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Try to unpack that right now with what's going on.
Tweet coming in from Aaron, Nebraska. He said, I'm sure they would all change their tune if they catch it, or worse, lost a loved one to this virus. It's tough when it's not happening to you. I get that take. I totally get that take on this thing. And that's the hardest part about this, because I think for us to do our job on sports radio, or to these guys to do their job in terms of being coaches or these different things, they have to look at it in a non-emotional way, as non-emotional as they can. You know, you had our president yesterday coming out and talking about a friend of his that has it and says he's going to be okay, but it made him change his attitude on the situation. I think that could happen to anybody. I think that attitude could change because of that for anybody. But ultimately, when you work a business, you have to be non-emotional. You have to be smart, and you have to worry about your employees in terms of their health and everything. But at the same time, you also have to be not emotional. You have to be someone who's thinking, all right, how am I going to come out of this ahead? You know, how am I going to come out of this dollars and cents wise ahead? And I know it's in this era of our world, we're all emotion right now. We're all talking emotionally, but there is room for logic. There is room for, okay, all things considered even, if we can get this thing running at this time, here's how it's going to benefit us. What's the cost effectiveness of it? And if a lot of people look like they're going to get sick, along those same logical lines, you then don't do it. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many steps to take in this part.
I think the point is a lot of people feel like Kirk Herbstreit is being emotional over the topic rather than logical over the topic.
Yes.
Is the way I'd put
it. Absolutely agree with that. He is throwing what his feelings are versus, all right, let's really unpack this thing and try to predict this thing. But again, I go back to it. It's such a moving target right now, okay? Because just here locally, you know, our governor came out and said yesterday, like, our kids aren't going back to school. Just a couple weeks ago, that was what? At the end of, it was like April 6th or something.
Yeah.
Then it went to May. Then now
sure.
It's May 31st. So it's just moving. So it's hard to say that you're going to predict something without letting things play out, right? And again, I know that there's going to be a point in time. There's going to be a due date, let's say, a due date for college football. I'm going, we got to know where we're at this point in time.
Sure.
We don't know that date. Could be the end of May. Could be the end of June. We don't know what that date is until this thing starts to flatten out and we see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I mean, if on July 1st they came out and said, hey, guys, there are just too many things. Here's the timetable we would need to be able to operate the football season to start it on time. We're now going to push everything a month back. We'll check back in a month and see where things are. That'd be fine with me. Like, that makes sense to me. That's how I would operate this thing. And then you would continue on that path until you said, hey, you know what? Things are trending in the right direction. We can now practice. According to the CDC, it's okay to have 100 and whatever people that we have on our team in the same place practicing, being in locker rooms, that kind of stuff. And now we're going to move in that direction. I got no problem with that. I do have a problem, and I'll continue to say this, whether it's how the city of Lincoln has handled their local softball or on the national stage, how Kirk Herbstreit handled talking about the football season. If he would have said, look, I don't think it's going to happen, but I hope they hold it off as long as possible to see if it's possible to make it happen, that's different than I just don't think we should have it. You know, and that's a discussion point that a lot of people have. Now, on the other side, I don't think it's a wrong measure for England to decide, hey, we're not having the British Open. Mm-hmm. Because, to be honest with you, the logistics of international
nightmare
travel right now, even for this upcoming July, I think is going to be too much.
Well, and you got to think about, yeah, the travel is the main point of all that.
Sure.
Travel for right there to go overseas, go to England or all these places, because you have to remember there's customs checks and there's only certain parts of the country on East Coast that can do those spots. Now, going back to the other moving target piece is this, we're in this all together. And for her, what Herbstreit said about this and that is, again, there's moving targets. Nick, you and I talked about this, about locally in our state and locally right here in Lincoln, you feel like we're doing a really good job, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a state that, for all intents and purposes, you get through the next 2 weeks, we could be at a spot where we're starting to move back.
I hope so.
Now, you hope that, right? You
mm-hmm.
hope. You're listening. You're doing the right stuff. The other moving target is we don't know about the rest of the country. Right? You mentioned this the other day. You talked about something like Rutgers and where they're at and their proximity to New York, right? We don't know what their situation looks like come May, June, July, whatever, because they're in a bigger hole than we are
mm-hmm.
currently. So there's that moving target state to state, city to city. We just don't know enough about right now.
Right, right. The national sports, again, I think the NFL is a different animal. I think the NFL, because of the nature of their stadiums and everything that they have going on, the money that they have coming in. If the NFL wanted to do, you know, play in front of no crowds, which would be so strange, I think the NFL would have no problem making that happen. They could get, by the time we get to September, I think we should be able to have enough tests, enough things that you can do. And even if it's, dude, even if it's one of these things where in the NFL, they're going to rent out a hotel for their players. I don't know, whatever it might be. They have that option. They have the money to be able to do that, and they could take care of that. I think we'll have NFL. They have private planes for the most part on those things, too. So they have that option. By the way, did you see on the private plane front, as much as I hate the Patriots,
yep.
Did you see Kraft has been sending his private plane out to go get medical supplies?
Yes, and
medical.
Forth.
Just brought in like 1.5 million masks for medical workers and stuff. That's a good deal right there.
Yeah, no, that's awesome on his behalf. The guy that where he sits and the world and the status he carries to do that, very commendable what he's doing right now.
All right, why don't we take our first break of the show? We'll kind of take a wait-and-see measure on, obviously, how everything's going around college athletics. We'll talk about this a little bit later in the show, too. There's some a random survey was put out to 100-and-some-odd people around college football of some of the contingency plans that they're coming up with for the football season. We'll share that with you a little later in the show. The nice thing about college football, you could slide that thing, and you could play that in January. You could play it in February. They do in the NFL. You could do that in college football if you wanted to as well. So there's that option. There's other options on the table, too, as well. I did see someone say, though, that we could be looking at the end of college sports based out of this thing.
What?
I think it's a little over the top, but I'll bring up what they're saying, and then you give me your reaction to it. I'll give you a hint. It was someone locally that's in our local media, so we'll get to that. Just a lot of stuff on the show. Going to be really fun. We got a lot of NFL topics as well to dive into. So we'll take a break back after this.